The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a whale of a Tuesday edition. Hope you're enjoying it so far. More than Willie did. Riding on
Free
the...
Free Willie. So RFK Jr. apparently chopped off this head of a whale, right? I have some further information I want to clarify and articulate specifically. And this coming from, I guess, the New York Daily News. I found it on the Drudge, so you know it's true. We talked about the daughter, Kick. Is her nickname. Her 2012 interview with Town and Country, she recounted that she was 6 years old when a dead whale washed up onto a beach at Squaw Island in Hyannis Port. Her father got wind of it, and because he was fascinated by animal skulls and skeletons, he went to the beach lugging a chainsaw, hacked off the whale's head, and secured it to the family's minivan roof with bungee cords.
So it's more plausible because it wasn't the entire carcass of the whale. It was just the whale head pop strapped on the Buick, or pardon me, probably the Chrysler Town and Country back in those days.
Back then, apparently Kick was 6 years old at the time. RFK Jr. is no stranger to roadkill, telling reporters in Albany earlier this month he had a freezer full of it. He's got...
Done everybody?
I mean, what? What, dude? Oh, and then as I was, you know, finding this information, I also saw Ben Affleck linked to Kick Kennedy amid J-Lo divorce. So apparently Ben Affleck, you know, now newly separated from J-Lo, has been spotted in L.A. with Kick Kennedy, the child of RFK Jr., who told the story about the old man taking the chainsaw to the beach and cutting off the head of the whale. So that's how you bring it back to the, you know, current times, I guess.
I think that...
I mean, if you... Would you... Would that stick with you, man?
Yes! I was going to say, I'm traumatized for life!
Right! You know what I'm saying?
Oozing blood and guts on top of dad's minivan, and you're riding home with plastic bags over your head. Only the mouth. They were hiding. They were like Saints fans wearing those plastic bags.
Come on, man. I mean, and I know I'm not a real outdoorsy guy, but I did have a chainsaw once in my life. I know how to use a chainsaw. I've gone out and cut some things down with chainsaws.
Some whales?
You know what happens? You know what happens with chainsaws? You get sawdust all over you. What do you think was spraying out when he was cutting off this whale's head? He was covered in it. So where do you think the brain worm came from? I mean he's got a freezer full of roadkill. What? Yeah, and he just endorsed Donald Trump. No, it's not a weird campaign, not a weird situation. Mega's not weird at all.
Let me point one thing out, just so you don't perceive my little buddy as being elitist. But consider the fact he's a Kennedy. He doesn't have to eat roadkill. You know, there's always been food in the cupboards. He wants to eat roadkill. He chooses.
He needs to eat roadkill.
That is a lifestyle choice he has made. Not out of necessity, not to feed his starving family, because we're not making light of the impoverished. But you never met a broke Kennedy, Dom. except in the brain.
I mean, definitely, definitely broke in the brain.
And I would predict that Trump, when he needs to mix it up like an October Dom, he's going to go tap out that whale carcass dragon. This is goat, not dog eaten, brain worm heaven. Robert Kennedy Jr. and make him vice president instead of J.D. Vance.
That's the upgrade from J.D. Vance?
Well, I mean, if it's not Kennedy, it's Putin's favorite Tulsi Gabbard. One or the other. She's going to be the moderator of the town hall. She's also joined the Trump campaign. She'll be in La Crosse on Thursday. I'll bring photos to him.
Ooh.
Should we meet back here on Friday? I'll tell you how it went.
844-967-2789. Let's get to it. Dick from the garage. What's up, Dick? Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, is he morphing towards Jeffrey Dahmer, for crying out loud?
I mean, man. Presumably, it sounds like all these animals were dead prior to him picking that up, but, you know, I don't know. You know,
if he would clarify if Kennedy Jr. has tried human flesh, has anyone asked? Just didn't rule it out, let's hope.
And I'm wondering, does he have any pets, like right now? Does he have pets? Does he have a dog? Does he have a cat? Does he have a fish?
If I was one of his pets, I would seek cover.
But, I'd rather go on a walk with Christy Gnome.
But that I call about, I heard a caller that from Stoughton on Todd Alva's show talking about that Harris has no plans for anything. She maps out just about everything she wants to do, for crying out loud. First of all, she talks a lot about housing. And in the sense of housing, this guy's whole thing is we don't need housing because they're all illegal immigrants coming here that need it. So massive deportation, and we don't need any more housing.
Well, Dick, they're going to clear the parks in La Crosse of the homeless people before the Trump rally anticipated on Thursday. So you don't need homes. You just move them along.
Right, right.
But yeah, you know how the song goes, Dick. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
But the whole thing, she maps out everything. She talks about the price gouging. What is CJ listening to?
Well, I don't know.
He doesn't know.
Dick, we appreciate you listening to us, but I'm hearing a bit of us echoing in the background, man. Don't care what CJ listens to. He just sits there on hold indefinitely. And when his time comes, he wasn't ready, so he can sit there on hold for another 2 hours. But if you're listening, CJ, you blew your shot,
man. I appreciate the call, dude. We talked a little bit about an op-ed from the Wall Street Journal the other day, and there's another article in there today, Richard Rubin, entitled "Kamala Harris's Tax Increases and Cuts Take Shape." Taxes would go up for the high-income households. Most American taxes would be unchanged or lower, and many parents would get new breaks. So there are policy proposals out there from the Harris-Walz campaign. They have scheduled their first quote-unquote interview together on CNN this coming Thursday. Now, that's not going to alleviate, you know, MAGA's whining and moaning and bitching. They're going to continue to do that because that's all they have. Look at their guy. They take their lead from Donald Trump, who whines and moans and bitches about everything.
And that's kind of my lane.
you know what I'm talking about, Crudy. I mean, we have the grievances on Fridays, but these cats do it every day.
It is.
And to my understanding, the tax plan as proposed right now, as it stands between Harris's plan and Trump's plan, well, Harris's is geared towards, you know, more those without under $400,000 of income would not see any tax increases whatsoever. And she actually has offsets. It would actually reduce the deficit over the course of 10 years, whereas Trump's plan of course, gives tax breaks to the wealthy and adds to the deficit. So, again, these things, it's one thing to sit there and say, well, we don't know anything. It's another thing to actively not look, not read, not understand, not compare what has been printed, what has been put out by both these campaigns on their tax policy. It's there. The Wall Street Journal has it right now.
But if you let the Trump tax cuts sunset, especially the benefits for, let's say, private jet owners, Tom, then how would Ron Johnson take his three family debt, private jets, I mean, and put them into service and the fleet and get all the tax benefits? Why, I think they'd need to be extended, Dom, or what would be the incentive for private travel to stay away from the rabble rousers like you and I on commercial airline flights? I mean, I told you, I saw Ron Johnson at Trump Tower the Monday of the DNC, and he told the audience, the media assembled, it's tough being a billionaire, Dom.
Yeah, man.
It's tough.
So tough.
It's tough. You know, not everyone can handle the pressure of being a billionaire. Ron looks around that room and thinks, well, there might only be a couple of hundred millionaires here. Me and Rick Scott, for example. He didn't say that, but he did say it was tough to be a billionaire. I didn't share a sentiment, Tom.
When are rich white men going to catch a break in this country?
Dom wanted to tell you what Donald Trump had to say about Kamala Harris. Apparently, they've locked down the debate details.
Ooh, I don't know. I still see reporting that they have not nailed down whether or not the mics will be on.
No, they have nailed down that.
Right now, CNN reported, Harris camp says discussions ongoing over microphone at muting as we speak. Just saying what I'm seeing, man. I don't know.
You going to trust me or Wolf Blitzer?
Where are you getting your source from?
Trump says he'll debate Harris on the nastiest and most unfair ABC News. If they're showing up, and there will be either open or closed mics, they're still going to debate. I think the Harris campaign is doing the reverse trick on them. Reverse psychology. Whatever you do, don't think of elephants. Whatever you do, between now and the end of the commercial, don't think of elephants. But you're thinking of one right now.
Well, I'm just thinking about cutting their heads off and putting them on my car, driving them home.
Well, I have a fascination with skulls and carnage and luggage racks. More Devil's Advocates. Oh, you nasty boys.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Lines are open. Talk or text. Hit us up if you have something to say at 844-967-2789.
Dom, this conversation about RFK Jr. over on MSNBC, they're calling him the Jeffrey Dahmer of the animal kingdom. And someone on the text line said, isn't that how serial killers get started?
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I saw, I think Rob Zombie redid Halloween and Michael Myers at the beginning of that particular version of it. Of course, John Carpenter's was the best, but Zombies was pretty good. And they show a young Michael Myers, like, you know, snapping the necks of little animals and stuff. Like, yeah, that's it. That's how some of us get started. Sure.
And by the way, Dom, just want to quote my source, just so you know, it's not me to blame if Beyonce doesn't show up. Yeah. Trump begrudgingly agrees to ABC News debate in bonkers rant with muted mics. That's a headline at the Daily Beast. You know, if it's not final, we'll find out soon, Dom. I know it's still being questioned. But here is a statement being made by the Trump campaign on the witch hunt indictment by deranged Jack Smith. You want to hear some of this?
Yes. Let's not forget. Big, big, big news today. Special Counsel Jack Smith, a superseding indictment of Donald Trump. You got to clean up the language a little bit, given the U.S. Supreme Court's rulings, let's just say.
Well, here's what Trump is truthy socialing, Dom. In an effort to resurrect a dead witch hunt in Washington, D.C., in an act of desperation, and in order to save face, the illegally appointed special counsel deranged Jack Smith. No air quotes around that, just deranged Jack Smith, capital D, has brought a ridiculous new indictment against me, which has all of the problems of the old indictment and should be dismissed immediately. And that's all caps. His points, his Florida document hoax case has been completely dismissed. He's talking about Eileen Cannon, his appointee to what? The West Palm Beach federal court, who said, well, maybe Clarence Thomas has a point about the special counselor. Let's throw it out. Well, that is not the January 6th, and I suspect at some point Smith will refile those charges.
He appealed that ruling yesterday.
So anyways, Trump goes on to say that this is merely an attempt to, all caps, interfere with the election and distract the American people from the catastrophes Kamala Harris has inflicted on our nation.
You know what's interfering with an election is trying to overthrow the government after you lose the election. That's interfering with the election. I mean, I cannot believe that we're still having this conversation. The guy called the mob. He sat on his ass for 3+ hours while his supporters beat the hell out of cops with thin blue liners. You know, you law and order types. Do you know, MAGAs, Republicans, what Donald Trump was doing for over 3 hours while his supporters breached the Capitol and beat the hell out of cops? I'd like to know. Do you know what his involvement was? Do you know who he was talking to the weeks leading up to it? Do you know who he talked to that day? Don't you think these are relevant questions that need answers? I mean, I cannot believe that we're still doing this. I cannot believe that you MAGAs would be like, oh, yeah, totally fine. They tried to overthrow the government. That's fine because it's our guy? Really? That's how low you have sunk?
It gets lower than that, Tom. Way. Oh, it's worse. Way worse. You know Lindsey Graham, sort of a sycophant and bootlick for Donald Trump, Republican senator from South Carolina, I do declare.
Graham, I do declare.
Now, Lindsey sidestepped questions on whether or not Trump should attend a January 6th award gala. Didn't want to quite go there. Lindsey Graham sidestepped a question Sunday about whether former President Trump should attend a January 6th award gala that will be hosted at his club in New Jersey next month. So just so we're clear, this is not an event to honor the Capitol Police or something of that sort. This is an event to honor the protesters, the
criminals, the criminals.
The Stand in the Gap Foundation will be hosting the event, dubbed the J6 Awards Gala, on September 5th at the Trump Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey, according to announcement posted online. And while Trump is listed as an invited guest speaker, Graham didn't say whether the former president should attend the event. The question asked by Jake Tapper, would it be a mistake for him to go? And here's the answer, Dom. See if you find it sufficient. Well, my views of January 6th, I was actually there. That the people who broke into the Capitol and assaulted police officers should go to jail. They committed a crime. There are people very upset about the outcome of the 2020 election. I get it. But Vice President Harris tried to raise bail money for people who burned Minneapolis. See where he's going here, Dom? I don't like that either. So when it comes to parties condoning violence, I would say we both should knock it off in that regard. So hosting a January 6th awards gala at your golf course is just the same as Kamala Harris supporting those that were gathered up in mass arrest in Minneapolis after the George Floyd protest. It's all same, Dom.
Totally the same. Yeah, totally the same.
Remember what January 6th participant participant in that he was willing to be the conduit of the fake electors for Wisconsin and like Michigan.
Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, that guy?
Yeah, he was willing to deliver those to the vice president because apparently the fake electors, the fraudulent, the paper insurrection time, they hadn't arrived on time. So Rod said, let me get involved up to my albino eyebrows and let me be the delivery boy for the insurrection.
The bag man, I prefer.
But what'd he say that day? I wasn't scared by the crowds marching upon us. Not at all. But if they'd
have been... January 6th crowds.
If they'd have been some Black Lives Matter protesters, well...
Then
I might have been a little nervous.
They folks, brought Trump down to the secure room when BLM was in D.C. Trump wanted to go to the Capitol with the insurrectionists during January 6th. And he sat on his ass while his supporters beat the hell out of cops and tried to stop the peaceful transfer of power for the first time in U.S. history. I think those are telling situations, certainly.
Official acts, immune from prosecution, perhaps not with a streamlined, shiny new indictment. Jack Smith dropped it today. More devils. Crazy.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Whale of a Tuesday, but we're done talking about that.
Are we?
We're moving on to our happier happy hour and the audience participation segment of this big program. That's you on the phones, on the text lines. And the great news for Aldous and others, it's all the same phone number. Just write it down once. 844-967-2789. And Dom, I'm looking forward to Friday Night Football. Don't make me turn this into Sports Talk Live. Bill from Oconomowoc, you're next. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Dom, good afternoon. Dom and Kurt, you got to help me. Why, in God's green earth, do we have to give a microphone to a 34-time convicted felon, already convicted of sexual assault, 11 bankruptcies, which averages out to one every 6 years, and two impeachments? There is no reason for America to give that guy a microphone.
Absolutely.
I believe that.
You're wrong, Bill.
I also believe that Harris is twice as tough as Biden. If she even debates that guy, she will destroy him. And all he does is lie. Why do we even give him acknowledgement? Help me out. Thank you.
Well, Bill, because he is the nominee of the Republican Party, because he's qualified and placed on ballots across all 50 states, and because if we don't get out there and tell all our friends the right thing to do, vote for Harris, if, in case you're wondering, there's a chance this guy could still become the president again. Because it's not about the number of votes. It's about votes in like five or six states, including the swing states. And we don't know what, you know, RFK Jr. being on the ballot or Cornel West being on the ballot or Jill Stein being on the Wisconsin ballot. All of them are now qualified for the ballot. But I like the polling that would seem to suggest if you throw in the entirety of the ballot eligibles, all the third parties, and Harris versus Trump, well, Harris is whooping his ass, about 8% lead in the latest National Marquette University Law School poll. And Bill, I totally disagree, man. I want him on that stage. I just want him debating against a candidate who's willing and prepared to whoop his ass and hand him his lunch. And I think that is Kamala Harris. And I'm not saying that Hillary Clinton wasn't capable, but you got to turn off the mics, I believe, because you can't let him stalk up on her and do those sort of things. They should have a glass partition between the candidates just in case he's got COVID.
Oh, you know, I mean, Bill, I think that, and I agree with Crudy in a couple of things. One, you know, as constitutionally required, he qualifies, right? He went through the thing, he got nominated by his party. This is what the megas want. This is the new Republican Party. The old Republican Party is dead. Long live MAGA. This is what they want. He is the embodiment of what the MAGAs and the Republicans of the GOP want. They're down with that. They're down with the bankruptcies. They're down with the fraud. They're down with all of that. It's all about access to the power, all about access to the money. I mean, Donald Trump would not have gotten the reception he got when we saw him at the Freedom Summit in Iowa when he first came out. Back then, it was Scott Walker was the belle of the ball. But he would not have gotten that reception if he was not a billionaire, quote unquote. He wouldn't. If he was an old guy yelling at the clouds without any money in his pocket, he would not have the quote-unquote respect of the MAGA party, man. And if you're talking about misogynistic, racist, ignorance, that is what embodies in Donald Trump. And apparently, and I can't say that this applies to every single one of the MAGAs and the former Republicans, but as the leader of your party, if you embrace those attributes, if you embrace those characteristics, well, it kind of like, you know, you want that to represent you. It is now, it's up on them. And they want this, Bill. They need this. They can't wait to have more of it. So I'd like to think that it's not endemic. It's not part of the our fabric. But it is, man. It is. And Donald Trump allows them to be that. Hell, they cheer him on when he talks that way. Mass deportation. Hey, they got the signs up. Yeah, we're about mass deportation. What? So you're going to let all the cows in Wisconsin go without milk? Milking them? Man, when I was working on my neighbor's farm, we had to milk them twice a day, every day, 365 days a year. And if the majority of the farm labor in the state of Wisconsin are migrants, and the majority of those migrants are not here legally, and you're going to pick all them up and ship them out of Dodge, number one, those Republicans who employed them, well, they're going to go out of business because you can't get any of our kids these days. No one wants to work on the farm. I don't want to work on the farm. The reason I worked on the farm is because the youngest kid of like 15 was a year older than me. He turned 18, and he didn't want to work on the farm. So there's my job. So, and compare that to the uplifting and practical nature of the Kamala Harris and Walz campaign. Man, I'd like to think that we can appeal to our better selves, but Donald Trump does not do that, man. People want to roll in the gutter. They want to do the mudslinging. They want to be as mean as they can possibly be. I mean, look at the Jay Weber situation here in the state of Wisconsin on iHeart, man. They propped this guy up. Oh, Tim Walz. Gus, if this is an example of men in this country, we're screwed. You blubbering bitch boy. This guy is the number one rated right ring talk radio host in the state of Wisconsin on the number one stick at iHeart in Milwaukee. As far as I know, he's not been on the air for 3 days, but he's still employed. We don't know. That's what they want. That's what they want.
That was a hell of a rant. I mean, you went like 3-4 rabbit holes deep there, man. I was trying to keep track. I was thinking, do I keep score at home here? May I disagree with you now? Just let me.
Certainly, yeah, man. Let me hear
minute rant. One, I thought you devolved into Donald Trump because you went through the brambles. You brought like 4 different rabbit holes into this conversation.
They're all related, man.
Really? Because I've heard the you farming in high school story once or twice, about as many times as I've heard the Joe and Trish and Free Willy story. But setting that aside for just a minute, Trump is not the Trump we saw in Iowa, in Des Moines, at the Citizens United Freedom Summit Caucus, or whatever the hell we called it then.
In what regard, Curtis?
He's diminished. And he's diminished, not just in our eyes. I mean, he's the fat Elvis these days. So when Bill says, doesn't deserve a platform, A, we're not the ones giving or taking away the platform. Although I will be at the rally on Thursday. So, Bill, you can ignore, but you don't have to listen to the Trump speaking. But I would tell you, he is a major party candidate. And if nothing else, he is the shining example of what you should not do living your life. You know, like negative example. Don't do this. But I would say it's the nature of the beast, man. This is politics. We choose. And I want him cast out there. I want this fat Elvis on the stage debating Kamala Harris. And I want to enjoy the evening with lots of friends, Tom. I'm working diligently to book a watch party for September 10th. I've got many leads. You know, that is a busy night in the city of Madison, but I think I got a venue, and I'm pretty damn sure we're going to put on a party, and we're going to watch Kamala Harris hand old fat Elvis a stunning, devastating defeat. He's going to want to quit the sport in the ring that night. I have no doubt she's going to hand him his ass because he's 9 years older than when we met him, Dom. And he's not better. He's out of material. And it's so stale. I mean, this guy's trying to jump the shark backwards. It is so old and so stale that I think compared and contrast on the stage with Kamala Harris, mic's on, mic's off. Either way, this guy's going to get crushed because he's old and he can't stay on point. Sounds a little bit like you telling that last rant story.
Come on, man. It was related to the mass migration. It was related to the policies of what the megas want. Of course, it makes total sense, because if it would actually happen, they would drive up labor costs in this country. They would drive up inflation. It would be
if there was actual mass deportation.
If they go through the attempt, of course, man. This is what I'm saying.
You know
what
I think the greater problem.
This is what the megas want, dude. They think they want it. Those Republicans in northern Wisconsin who are employing these quote unquote illegal migrants on their farms, that's what they want. They want the cheap labor. They go away. They might vote for Trump, but they need the labor. What are you going to do then?
Well, I'm going to take a caller. I believe it might be my mailman, Matt from Middleton. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Devils. I just wanted to comment about and ask your opinion on messaging. And
first of all, to me that are you my mailman, Matt from Middleton, or a different Matt from Middleton?
I am your mailman.
Nice, nice. Well, I just moved today, so please forward the mail up to the cabin. I think I put something in the mailbox there for you. Sorry to interrupt, Matt.
It occurs to me that MAGA is a very extreme party, and I never hear from Democrats calling them out as extremists, because they are. And the equivalent for Democrats to be that extreme, we'd have to be calling for communism or something. I don't know what our
after birth abortions. That's how extreme Democrats are, according to the fiction of Fox News and Donald Trump, Matt. I mean, that would be a pretty extreme circumstance, post-birth abortion. That would be extreme in my book. But that's how they're characterizing us, Matt, or the left.
Yeah. And we've never been as extreme as they are, and they seem to get away with it in the media and everything else. They're never called out for it.
Well, don't you think this cycle has changed, Matt? Don't you think the insertion of Kamala Harris into this cycle, this former prosecutor, don't you think it's changed everything? And
well,
I think
that's their only argument they're going to use, is that Kamala is a far lefty because she did have some policies when she was running that were a bit to the left, but that's not her today.
She could have been a moderate Republican and they'd call her a communist,
it
lefty Marxist.
It doesn't matter what you are or are not. They will call you what they want anyway, Matt. Thanks for the call, man. Certainly appreciate it. And the post-birth abortion thing, come on. I got an uncle who's probably a Trumper. I don't know where he's at this year, but let's just call him probably a Trumper. And I remember when we were naughty, when we were kids.
Are we talking helmet?
And he used to tell me, it's never too late for an abortion. And that always kind of stuck with me. No, it's not post-birth abortion. It's called murder. Murder. One thing. AP reporting. 238 people who worked for former President H.W. Bush, former President George W. Bush, former Arizona Senator John McCain, and Utah Senator Mitt Romney calling their fellow, quote, moderate Republicans and conservative independents to join them in backing Harris and her running mate Walz over Trump and Vance. Quote, of course, we have plenty of honest ideological disagreements with Vice President Harris and Governor Walz, the Republicans wrote, noting the significance of a handful of battleground states that proved crucial to Biden's slim majority in 2020. That's to be expected. The alternative, however, is simply untenable. Untenable. 238 former Republicans, big shot staffers in these administrations. I mean, get the list out, man. If you don't believe me and Crudy, do you believe them?
Dominic, have you seen the piece, Larry David's opinion piece over at the Washington Post? My post-birth abortion?
No, I have not.
I tell you what, let me save it. We'll bring it back. Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm. He has a biting satirical piece at the Washington Post. My only fear, the Trumpsters aren't going to see the humor. They're not going to get it, Dom. But you will, because you're amongst the smartest fans ever of the greatest radio show ever. And this is the last segment. Come back with us. 844-967-2789. Better yet, join us on the phones.
percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dom, a lot of presidential level and vice presidential level political events. I just want to run a couple down right in our backyards. First and foremost, we got J.D. Vance in De Pere, Wisconsin, Green Bay area tomorrow. So, you know, make a note of it. Do what you do when J.D. Vance comes to town. I would
which
say
is boo nothing. Him. Boo this man.
But beyond that, I will be at the Lacrosse Center on Thursday. And the event is a Donald Trump town hall moderated by Tulsi Gabbard. So we will be like the pregame show before the Trump town hall. At least I will be. Dom will do it from the studio because you never know. Trump might not pay the interweb bill and everything could crash. You never can tell. That's why you tune in. It's the live radio experience. And then, and no plans yet on Monday, but Tim and Gwen Walz, maybe you've heard of them, the new vice presidential nominee and the second lady in waiting, are going to be at Labor Fest, and that's not official. They're going to be in Milwaukee on Monday, but it is Labor Fest and, you know, Summerfest grounds. What a great place to host Governor Tim Walz and his wife, Gwen. So expect to see them there. But back to this Larry David piece at the Washington Post. And Trump and his ilk have been talking about the Democrats and their extreme policy of post-birth abortion. A little bit from a column he wrote, and this is satirical, just in case you're CJ and you don't understand the difference.
Now, when you say satirical, what does that mean?
Well, I'm going to read a Trump from quote from Donald Trump, and then Larry David's going to express, you know, his opinions in response to Trump. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth. And that's exactly what it is. The baby is born. The baby is executed after birth. And it's unacceptable. And almost everyone agrees with that. Yeah, almost everyone yeah. does agree with that.
Almost everyone thinks murder's bad, yes.
Except for Larry David, who writes, he's right, we do support executions after birth. In fact, many Democrats support execution of kids up till age 4 or until they start kindergarten. Now, Larry David writes, satirically, I respect their opinions, but that's a little late for my taste. I'm good till about 2.5. I've never said this publicly, but my wife Thelma and I had a poor post-birth abortion. And it was just minutes after the baby was born. It was in my 30s when I met the girl of my dreams. We shared much in common, especially our belief in post-birth abortions. In fact, that was one of my questions on our first date, because it would have been a big red flag for me if she didn't. Thankfully, she was even more adamant about them than I was. It was a match made in heaven, as he writes. A few months after we got married, Thelma told me she was pregnant. When she went into labor, I watched in awe as our baby emerged from the womb. After our son was swaddled, the doctor showed him to my wife, who had a bit of an odd reaction. I wouldn't call it a wince. It was more of a gasp of surprise, but not in a good way. When the doctor showed him to me, I didn't say out loud what I was thinking, but the acronym WTF crossed my mind, following by OMFG. Could those be my genes? Granted, I'm no Mr. America, but I'm certainly not so unsightly as to produce that. Was my grandfather, who I always called Trigger because of his resemblance to Roy Rogers' horse, the culprit? Do horse face genes like baldness skip a generation? Maybe the problem was Thelma's side, but that was not the time to explore that. I was disappointed, to say the least, but the thought of doing anything about it hadn't crossed my mind. Thelma, bless her heart, was the one who brought it up. No way I'm taking him home. He's embarrassing. Am I supposed to show that monster to my parents and my friends? I can't even look at him without cringing. Again, this might be satirical, CJ, just telling you. Larry David, the author. This is published at the Washington Post. A little bit more. I had to admit she had a point. I turned to the doctor. He was wearing a Jimmy Carter campaign pin, so I had no qualms about asking his opinion. The doctor pursed his lips. I completely agree with her. I even had to look away for a moment when I pulled him out. He's not going to have an easy life looking like that, so if you want to do it, now's the best time. And Larry David writes, fortunately, we live in California. A lot of people around the country had to drive out of state for their post-birth abortions. What a drag that must have been. Before podcast, I turned to Thelma, you down? She didn't hesitate. Yeah, let's do it. The doctor nodded and took the grotesque into another room. Thelma, who had been in a foul mood since the kid came out, perked up. Hey, maybe we can go to Skip's party now. Yeah, I thought, Skip's party. I'd be sorry to miss that. Sure, why not? Nothing's stopping us. But aren't they going to ask about the baby? Yeah, so what? They're going to be a lot of post-birth abortionists there. John and Patty had one. Jim and Rhea offered twins. Oh, yeah, right, the twins. Yeah, let's go. Have fun. And with that, the doctor returned. Well, he gushed, rubbing his hands together. All done. We can go now. Excellent, Thelma said, getting out of bed. As we gathered our things, I reached into my pocket for the parking ticket. But of course, per usual, it wasn't there. I checked all my pockets twice. No ticket. Why does this always happen to me? Why could I have done with it? I know the guy handed it to me. The doctor came through. There it is on the floor. Phew! I effusively thanked the doctor for everything. As I wheeled Thelma out of the hospital, I couldn't help but wonder when she might be ready to try again. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Rich, and I'll take tomorrow off. Dom's doing it without me. Lift him up like a great episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.